Are you one of the millions that have student loans that you haven't had to make a payment in 4 to 5 years, and now, starting October 1st, you have to start paying interest on it again? Well, that's happening to a lot of people. And it's created a situation where, this is why I created the video. In the last 4 months, I've had 5 people call me, and they are in the same scenario. Do I sell my house, pay off the principal, because they have a lot of equity, of the loan, and then apply what I would have paid to the student loan over to my new house? Or do I just leave it as is and suck it up? The payments have ranged from $800 up to $2,500, but I'm gonna take the one in the middle. She was gonna pay $1,500 more a month, just in interest for her student loan. They decided it was better off to pay off the $140,000 in student debt, sell the house, buy a bigger home, which is what they wanted anyways, and pay $1,500 towards the new house than paying interest in the student loan. Because they're going to have to pay no matter what anyways, right? So in their eyes, it was better, just might as well get the new house and apply it to there. Now, there was 2 scenarios where the numbers didn't make sense. It did not make sense for them to sell the house and do that. But ask yourself, are you in that situation? And if you are, have you considered this? And if you have considered it, let me know. I'll let you know kind of how we broke it down, and maybe it works for you, maybe it doesn't.